Concern over the future of foreign language classes at OU, an introduction to Oklahoma's new state senators, and the renovation of a historically black theater. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, November 25th. I'm Hannah France. The University of Oklahoma is reviewing whether to keep the foreign language requirement for its College of Arts and Sciences. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports concerns over the potential elimination of faculty and its Native American language offerings have sparked backlash.
The college serves about a third of OU students. According to reporting from the OU Daily, the college's dean says the review will compare how many Association of American Universities institutions include language requirements. As part of its strategic plan, OU aims to be recognized by AAU, which is a prestigious organization of research universities. Thursday, the Norman Transcript reported the college's academic advisors were instructed not to enroll students in language classes, so administration could point to low enrollment numbers. However, OU President Joseph Harris says the Transcript article, quote, went too far and no decisions have been made. The evaluation will be completed in 3 months. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
14 new state senators have been sworn into office this month. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos asked some of them about their lawmaking goals for the next legislative session.
The new cast of senators includes 3 Democrats and 11 Republicans, hailing mostly from Tulsa and Oklahoma City and the surrounding suburbs. Newly elected Senator Kendall Sacchieri says her priorities include income and property tax changes.
I'd like to see some reform that doesn't require an assessor to just, you know, nail down a sale price to dictate everybody else. Right now it's kind of a forced hand.
Sacchieri joins the Senate after serving as the McLean County Assessor, the person who calculates property taxes, their revenue production, and property market value in any given county. She says there are fairer ways to calculate property value than Oklahoma's current system, and she plans to propose legislation to get the state up to speed. She also expressed an interest in cutting the individual state income tax, which the Senate has already filed legislation to do. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Members of the Oklahoma City community gathered last week to celebrate the renovation of the Jewel Theater, the last historically black theater in Oklahoma City. Louisa Clausen has more on the theater's future.
Before its closing in the 1960s, the Jewel Theater was an entertainment hub for the black community on the east side of OKC. Now, the Jewel Theater Foundation and design firm Open Design Collective are renovating the space to preserve its legacy. With a $1 million grant from the Mellon Foundation, the beginning of the revitalization project was celebrated outside the theater with remarks from the theater's owner, Arthur Hirst, project supporters, and descendants of the original owners. Jewel Jones, the granddaughter of the original owners, says the renovation is an attempt to keep the legacy of OKC's black community alive.
This is a place to come back to. And I love it. And I'm just in awe that it's happening.
The first phase will restore the exterior bricks, replace the roof, and install new doors and windows. In Oklahoma City, I'm Louisa Clausen.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.